catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Molloy. No Jane Kennedy, but stepping up to the plate, as he has done all week.
Oh, g'day guys.
Great Dangerous Dave.
Great to be here, but we've got another very special guest.
We'll introduce him in just a moment. Let's get through what's going
on. What's coming up today?
The Maxim Hot 100 listeners out. I've been waiting by the letterbox now.
She's got to be in it.
She's in it.
Oh, yes.
And she has moved.
Up or down?
Well, you'll have to wait.
Okay.
We'll be getting there. There's a couple of other bombshells in there as well. We'll be catching up with Ryan Girdler to preview the NRL Grand Final this weekend. Lots to get across. And also ask him about the Dally M winner.
The
Daily Telegraph leak.
They
Let's get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
He's on his way to Adelaide. We'll talk to him shortly. Apocalypse Watch.
What do you got?
He's up and running. Adam Scott joins the club COVID-19.
Oh, he's got the Rona.
Jeez, do you know what I want to do? Play every COVID-19 jingle we have today.
Oh, yeah, we'll pull them out.
We'll pull them out and we're going to play them all back to back.
All right, done.
I love it because our guest hasn't heard them. Hey, we'll get to the bottom of that. Yeah. One job. We'll do one job. Dr. Chris Brown is in. Oh, Jane Kennedy's going to be so... She'll be ropeable.
She will.
Song Whisperer, up and running.
Yes.
Maybe he behaves himself today. He's been a bit
line on,
off beam. Yeah. Gone Wild, Thursday. Two big breaks. We'll take your calls and your tweets, everything else.
Yeah.
But a friend of the show and a mate of mine and someone now who's making waves in the South Australian radio on Roo and Ditz in the morning. It's Adam Rosenbach. Oh, Rosie!
Good afternoon, boys. Thanks for having me in. I am actually genuinely surprised I was asked to come in this afternoon, Mickey.
How so?
Well, because I may have thrown one of your team members under the bus earlier this week.
Okay.
Now, Dangerous Dave.
Not happy with you, by the way, Rosie. Not happy at all.
You did post that you were looking to install a pool.
Correct.
Earlier this week.
Privately.
Well, on Facebook.
Yeah, but that's just to my Facebook friends in Melbourne that were in lockdown. And we've only been Facebook friends 4 weeks. Might recommend
you're a newbie.
And I thought that perhaps that someone who wasn't on Facebook would love to know that you are in the market for a pool. And so I texted that.
You shot me a text.
Yeah.
Texted that to Mick Molloy.
You don't do that.
The jungle drums were beating.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, he's threatening.
Why would you... You don't share that sort of stuff with Mick, because that will always come back to haunt
Comedy
me.
Comedy comes first. In my
come on.
And I'll tell you what, even later that day, Whitney hit me up with a text just straight to me, just went, Judas.
Yes.
So they're all coming from here, so I'm very surprised to be here.
I can't thank you enough because...
Absolute pleasure.
We're not Facebook friends. You're not even on Facebook. So
that's just why when I get that. Because I know too much about Facebook. I know all their algorithms.
That's right. Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
He's one of the Winklevosses.
If they had room in that kayak if they had another spot, it would have been the three of us. So anyway, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Shooting the lights out over there in South Australia at the moment, in the morning with Roo and Ditz. And we, of course, are good mates. We've done stand-up together for many years, done many shows. But we're off tonight to put the finishing shine on Front Bar for the year. So it's
Can't
our
wait.
Grand final finale.
It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show.
Channel 7 nationally tonight too, so for Queensland and
as
New
I said,
South
it's
Wales.
The only working pub in Melbourne.
That's very true.
The only working pub in Melbourne where I can go and have a drink. So good luck getting me out
of
there tonight.
So that's not just props. They're actually, that's real.
That is a real
keg. That's tapped.
You know, the only other time I've heard of that ever having an actual working keg on a set was Maury Fields on Flying Doctors. You may remember.
Really?
Maury Fields used to work at the bar of the Flying Doctors. Mm. And I was in one day on the set. I was going out with one of the actors.
Right.
And I pull the tap and it works. And I go, how long has this been going on? And they go, Maury Fields, it's in his contract that he won't work the bar unless
Fields.
He can actually. So Maury, actually in any way, I probably owe it to him.
Yeah.
The late, great Maury Fields for having the idea that, you know what I want to do?
Yeah.
Go to work every day and drink beer. while I do it.
Surely while you filmed at the bowls clubs in Cracker Jack, those bars, those taps were working.
They are still the best. Do you know, so the Cracker Jack was designed at the Richmond Union Bowling Club.
Right.
And we were supposed to film there, but the car park wasn't right for filming. Mm. So we moved it, but I still cut them a check.
Oh.
So I thought, because they were on the breadline and they were struggling and all this. And so they had so much renos, the tiles were falling out of the roof and had everything. So I cut them a check and I can't remember what it was. It was about 50 grand.
Oh, man.
From the show budget, I went, hey, guys, I'm really sorry. We can't, because they were going to rejuvenate the.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cut them a check for 50 grand.
Novelty check?
From the show, from the show budget. And when I went back, they go, oh, are you excited? Come and see the changes. I go in, I go, what have you done? They'd put in a new beer system.
Oh, how's that?
They had not touched anything else, but they'd put in a state-of-the-art beer system and not changed the price of the beer.
What worries me about that is that the old beer system would have been in for a good 30 years before they changed it. But no one complained about the $1.50 beers.
That's right.
It's the first urinal I've ever seen with the splash guards. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah. So no.
They're for old gentlemen, and men will know what I'm talking about here. But as you get older, like, you know, your range isn't quite as... what it used to be.
You drip.
It's not like a stallion.
No.
And they have, I'm looking to go, what's this? And it's a urinal. It's got all the plates coming back towards you.
So that's why.
Like a metal napkin.
That's why you'd never wear thongs or sandals into a urinal.
Jeez. Yeah. No. Well, they have the cattle grill. You know, the cattle grill where you can stand across. Hey, for girls, write this down if you're out there. We've already been accused of being too blue collar this week without Jane.
Yep.
And we've opened up on Thursday talking urinals.
All right.
All right.
Well, we'll straighten things up and we'll talk about Jane in a moment because the Maxim 100.
I've got it in my hot little hands.
You've got the magazine. Our own Jane Kennedy is in it. We'll get you the position right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbach is with us. We've got Dr. Chris Brown coming up soon. He will be here, Gone Wild as well. And a whole lot more. Big show.
Can I say this?
What's that?
Jane Kennedy will be furious she has missed today's show.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because we know she loves and holds a candle for Dr. Chris Brown.
Of course, it's her boyfriend.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but last time Ryan Girdler was on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Was there not some outrageous flirting?
A little bit of hair touching.
Is that right?
Hair touching. Mm. And I think afterwards she made the comment.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
If I wasn't.
Yeah, I can't remember what the comment was.
She's not happy at home.
No. Ryan Girdler and Chris Brown. You're right.
Chris Brown. It's like a day of days.
And now me.
You've gone too far now. And Adam Rosenbach's, of course, joining us. We mentioned that Maxim's Australia, I've been calling it Maxim's apparently, told off by Whitney. There are so many people, it's for chicks. It's for chicks. It's a list. They're normally, quite controversial. But I need to tell you that Jane Kennedy, we always follow Jane Kennedy's progress.
And she's been in it the last few years too, so
I think she usually just scrapes into the 90s, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has been in the 90s.
Well, guess what? She's been bumped up the order this year on the Maxim Australia Hot 100 list. Jane comes in at 77.
Oh, well done, brilliant. Jane. 77.
Yeah. Be better than 88. That's two fat ladies. It's not the ringtone. And I tell you what, she's sandwiched between Tara Brown and Lee Sales in what I'm calling the thinking man's crumpet section. So there they are. Others that stand out. I think Roxy Jasinko's in there somewhere, recently vanquished from...
Oh, yeah. SAS.
SAS Australia. Yeah. What happened to the poo jogger? Remember the poo jogger?
Outside
of her house. That never solved.
You know
what that is now? It's officially a cold case. Imagine being a policeman and going into the cold case files. Oh, guys, we've got a cold case. What is it? Oh, jeez.
It's a white dusty case. Yeah.
And the winner is Delta Goodrum.
Oh, well done.
So coming in at number one.
Congratulations.
I like to see comedians in there because I like to think we're well represented, and I have a particular soft spot for women who are funny.
Mm. Yep.
And making the list, I think her debut, 10 spots ahead of Jane Kennedy, gone straight past, watching her disappear in the rear vision mirror, is the hot, the sexy, the funny Anne Edmonds.
Hello, Anne.
Have I just broken this news to you, or did you know this? Are you hearing this for the first time?
This is the first time I'm hearing this. I don't know what this list is. But I just said to my partner, Lloyd, I was walking along with, you're dumped, mate. I am shooting up some sort of sexy list.
It's the UltraTune Maxim Australia Hot 100.
So the UltraTune, which of course...
Oh, you could be in an UltraTune ad, Edo.
You could, are you pinching yourself? Do you want to make one,
no.
of, the, one of those speeches like the Miss Universe makes or something like that? By the way, do you tell your partner, soon-to-be husband, or vice... Oh, sorry, have I gone too early?
If I let
the cat out of the bag?
No, I haven't. That's not on the cards.
Well, you did go. You did go over to Wales and met the family.
I mean,
and there's no way Lloyd's going to let number 67 go.
67. Off the number you want, really.
Well, Lloyd will be at home now using this like a picture menu, going, now listen, you tell Lloyd he's on our show on Monday, so we'll have him in. Good on you,
Anne,
and I'm sure this is a game changer
for definitely.
You and a wonderful. What have you won in the past? Have you ever been nominated?
I think I've won a chook raffle and I've won a meat tray, but I've never won anything as sexist and ridiculous.
Thank you, Anne. On that note, we'll say goodbye as you do your lap of water. So there it is. Do you know what? She makes a good point. Do you get to say if you're on a list or not? Can you go?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe kick me out.
I don't think you do.
I think you're in. Yeah, you have to deal with it. What I've found on this list, though, is they've been quite broad with some of them. Like they've just gone, like at number 46, they've just said sports presenters. And you go, well, give us names. You can't just be throwing it out there.
Good point.
Yeah, because that throws all the sports presenters in there. And it doesn't make it fair.
It could be me.
At number 12, the COVID-19 healthcare workers. Now, good on them because they're doing a great job, but...
They wouldn't need to be objectified. Are you lying there on a respirator, right, in an emergency ward going, cool, check out the...
Yeah, I need intubation. Jeez.
I'm faking it.
Yeah,
they're so hot.
One.
I'm going to fake that I've got COVID. Hey, Maxims, you know I'm
Maxims.
Maxim, not Maxims.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realise. You're such a stickler for the rules. When you've been named Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year, Rosie, I think it was back in the day, but it's so very, very hotly contested.
What did you get for that?
Yeah.
Just the recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you needed.
Well, you know what I got? The fact that I beat out Dave Hughes, who was furious. So no one could, but Dave was really kind of unnerved. He wasn't the Man of the Year for a men's magazine.
And just know the guys have picked that up, one, at the servo, and two, are reading about it on the toot. That's where they've discovered that.
They'll associate that smell with me for forever. And of course, as we discussed on the show recently, Rosie, I was back in the day. And was it Hit Magazines?
Yeah, I think it was. TV Hits, was it? Yeah, yes. 1993.
Top 30, and not just Australia's sexiest men in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Lean Year 93, was it?
Okay. Santo was in there as well.
I think Tommy Gleisner was in there. Yeah.
Well done, Jane. 77. That's
Jane,
a great effort.
She'll be so ecstatic that she's on today. All right, we'll get back with more in a moment.
Ryan Girdler coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Adam Rosenbach is with us, and Triple M rocks the NRL Grand Final Sunday. It is the Panthers, it is the Storm, and a part of the broadcast team is the great Ryan Girdler, who joins us right now on Kennedy Molloy.
G'day, Ryan. Thanks for your time, mate. Where are you as we speak?
Oh, hello, boys. Always nice to talk to the incarcerated. I'm just down on the beachfront at DY, actually.
Go and get stuffed, Girdler. What are you doing?
Beautiful.
Enjoying a drink?
How are you boys holding up?
Not good. Not good. If you could send us a care package, that'd be fantastic. Hey, this is a big. This is a great game on Sunday night. One versus two. Storm versus Panthers. Give us your overview of what we can expect.
Well, yeah, two very different storylines coming into this one. You've got, the legend, the great one in Cameron Smith, who potentially is going to see out his last season in the NRL after 19 or 20 ridiculous years at the top of the game. So that's one side of the story, and, it comes with, guys that just know how to perform in big games, some experience and some exciting young players coming through who have just, I think, the Storm season has just been around the development of guys like Pappenhausen and Olin, and Hughes and the way that they've transitioned into their roles after losing, the Cronks and the Slaters of late. So that's the story for Melbourne. And the other side, the Western Sydney boys, the Panthers, my old club.
Yep, the minor premiers have shot the lights out this year in outstanding
form. 17 in a row.
So it's got to be a cracker.
Young,
Yeah, just a young bunch of guys, Mick, that have, you know, played together through all the junior systems, come up and always had a really strong team and have a great connection. And I think the fact that, you know, with the COVID, with the lockdown and whatever, and the bubble that they've have to sort of exist in, that's probably exaggerated all those relationships a little bit. And those guys are super tight and they just turn up every week and they get the job done, and it's been a pretty incredible ride, to be honest.
It has.
Now, there's a potential for that it's going to be stormy weather on Sunday up in Sydney. So who do you reckon that helps?
I think you can build a case, Adam, for both sides in many different aspects for this game. Because they've both got so many different – they're so good at what they do. So I think the advantage a little bit probably to Penrith, because, you know, the Storm last week played up there at Suncorp Stadium in dry conditions, and it was a different sort of style of football game, whereas Penrith played at ANZ last week where it was there was a little bit of dew on the ground and handling was quite difficult. So they probably, you know, I don't know. But with the experience Melbourne have, mate, it's a tough one. But
who are you going? Who are you leaning towards? So Panthers finished first on the ladder, 18 wins.
I'm going to say Penrith.
You have to. Your heart says Penrith, but your head says Penrith as well.
Yeah, I think they can win, Mick. They played earlier on in the year, and it's not going to be. I don't think Melbourne have played as well all year as what they've played at the back end of the season, which is frightening, and there's a lot of emotion around the game for them, but... yeah, I'm going to go with the local boys.
As you mentioned earlier, we have been incarcerated now for the best part of a year, and there hasn't been much joy in the state of Victoria, but we have been getting a great delight out of the way our sporting franchises have conducted themselves. The Vixens won. We've got two Victorian teams in the AFL Grand Final, and the Storm, of course, who we all love, who are a state team.
Can you just put that margarita on ice? Thank you.
Gerdler, I will hunt you down.
Gerdler,
I will find you.
I don't want to hear that.
You are unbelievable.
On ice. Take it another one. Double it up. Meeting some people here. We do that in Sydney.
That's what you do.
Are there any box jellyfish in the water when you go out there, Brian?
It has been impressive, you boys, for the Melbourne franchises. And, you know, big game on Saturday night. Who do you like?
Well, I've got to go Storm. On Saturday night?
No, on Saturday.
I'm going to the Tigers, mate. I think the Tigers have got it covered. I think it's time for a second team out of Richmond.
Okay.
There, I've said it. Okay. But much like in your code and ours, you know, there's Cam Smith is about to go. Mm. We've got Gary Ablett. So it's one of those years where two of the all-time greats of their respective codes are being seen out. It's going to be interesting. Off to more fun things. How's the Broncos getting the wooden spoon?
I know. It's been a season for them, hasn't it? And the Lions, I mean, it was there for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was
grand
so close.
Final, had it all in front of them and just couldn't get the job done. So it hasn't been a good year for all Queensland, and let's hope that continues in the State of Origin.
Well, I was about to ask. So for the first time ever, State of Origin's played in Adelaide. So Brisbane will be playing New South Wales. Do you reckon there'll be a bit more niggle since the border's been closed? Do you reckon there'll be a little bit more angst?
Oh, mate. Can there be possibly any more niggle in Origin? What else can they do? Start throwing grenades in there?
They should have Gladys Bee and Anna Palaszczuk in the front row.
There you go. Wouldn't that be a great pre-game entertainment?
Come on, what's
a bit
that?
Of UFC, a bit of a cage. Pre-match entertainment.
What's that show at the moment that they've got on?
Yeah, SAS Australia.
Yeah, there you go.
Let them go out. Maybe throw the badger in there. Throw a little bit of damage as well.
Mate, if you had said to me, there's a show coming on TV where the honey badger will punch the suitcases out of an Instagram
influencer,
I'd go, well, sign me up.
Hey, he's had a couple of years, hasn't he, the badger?
Had a couple of years. Yeah. He's lowered his colours. I don't know what he's been reduced to. As I said, if he'd shown a bit more interest in the ladies when he was on The Bachelor, it might have been a better series. Hey, now, obviously missing today is Jane Kennedy, and I apologise that she's not here, but she'll be ropeable because I'm not saying anything, but you may be aware that I think she flirted with you outrageously last time.
Flicking her hair a lot when you're in.
She's flicking her hair, which she herself says is a sign when a woman's showing interest.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I've never picked that up, mate. Maybe that's why I was single till I was about 35.
Well, I'm just telling you.
On the uptake.
If you're unhappy at home, I'm sure she's happy to throw her keys in there.
Hey, Mick, I've been married for 10 years, mate. Is anyone happy?
I'm going to end this conversation now before we all get in a lot of trouble.
The broadcast will happen Sunday. Dan Ganane, Mark Geyer, Ryan Gerber, Wendell Saylor, Emma Lawrence, it'll be all on Triple M, triplem.com.au for all the info. Broadcast times as the re-rock the grand final this Sunday. It's Ryan Girdler.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
This is another world as we know it. Living of a mass extinction.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Yeah. You've come on a good day, Adam Rosenbarks.
Sounds cheerful.
Filling in, well, not filling in, but just stepping up to the plate as Jane Kennedy is not with us for the remainder of the week. And you've come on a good day because we're actually going to induct someone into Club COVID. This happens every time someone famous contracts COVID.
Lovely.
And we welcome them aboard. We never did one for Trump, did we? Did we ever welcome Trump aboard?
I don't remember. We did.
We must have. Anyway, and what we do, so...
You're probably just so shocked he got it. You couldn't believe it.
He's so tough. I'm so tough. And I got rid of it. So we induct someone and we do it with a little jingle.
Yeah, Matty D, Matty Dower.
You know, Matty Dower.
Bag something up for us.
He's a genius.
He's mad.
Which is undetectable from this whole lineup. Here's, we've put together all our induction jingles. Have a listen.
COVID-19, oh, COVID.
Oh, there's the original one. That was for our British inductions.
We'll enjoy the bomb goes. COVID-19's got an inductee. Has it?
Chess and Dave.
Chess and Dave.
Yeah.
You'd have a tough one.
Give it up, fuck on COVID-19. 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 Get it hurting. Get it hurting.
There's still such a long way to go. Christopher Cross.
It's an eclectic group. Our opening borders for scope.
COVID-19. Who's next to quarantine?
To the Club COVID Mobile. Let's go.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
So tell me what you want. I know what I don't want. Sure as hell, game one.
Don't want a hug.
Because it's a hug. COVID hug. Oh.
Remove your mask.
Under the 19. Looks like he's got the right club. Tough one to get.
Oh,
not happy with that result. Oh, and he's heading straight into the Club COVID clubhouse.
There it is. Man. That was for Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Matty, before we get into it.
Unbelievable.
What a body of work.
The best of the best. Yeah.
That is, imagine if you gave that to a DJ at a club and that was like a mix and you just played that all night. That would be great.
Yeah.
What? Could you do one of your podcasts? Dave famously did a podcast that lasted 7 hours before it was taken off air because the network was about to be sued for like $500 million.
I didn't realise you couldn't put music in a podcast.
Who knew that there were copyright issues with music? I mean, you know, when you get blindsided like that, I understand.
But what about a podcast where you interview Maddie and about each and every one of those and the inspiration and who it was for?
We thought about our production team here. You and Mick, you and Jane weren't involved in this discussion. But what we thought we'd do is do like a behind-the-scenes podcast of the show. So it'd be me, Whitney, James and Jay.
I'm just telling you right now, I will sue you.
Okay.
I will sue you.
I thought, you know, like a B team.
I will get a phalanx of lawyers and I will sue you. Well, what are you going to talk about?
We'll talk about
what I do, how good I am, what a nice guy I am.
Your baby sort of demands that you go on with. Oh, James, don't have a cold Red Bull. Go get downstairs and get me one, will you? Oh, I need some sausage rolls,
Whitney.
You thought
Sony were litigious. He'll come for you.
It was an idea I was floating.
By the way, the lovely Whitney's made some sausage rolls today.
Really good.
Pretend they're good. They're good. They're really good.
Like, no, they are. They're delicious.
Okay. Really, if she's going to win the... She's running for Daffodil Queen. If she came,
is that right?
She came down the runway carrying a plate of sausage rolls, I would propose on the spot. I would go...
Top 10 Maxim?
Top 10
Maxim / Country Women's Association magazine.
Daffodil Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but what about a podcast? Do you know what? I give you my permission to
do
that.
Do it?
As long as you run it by me first.
No, you can't. But that, mate, if you hear it, then it's going to ruin the whole thing.
And I get to air check it.
No, that's not going to happen.
Afterwards.
It'll just go on, and then people get to make up their own mind what they think of it. You and Jane have nothing to do with it. It's nothing to do with you guys. It's behind the scenes of what happens in this show.
Yeah, we've got one episode.
There's a lot of stuff.
But you interviewing Maddie and going through all those on a podcast that we produce and put out there could be.
Okay.
Could be a game changer. Right. Who are we inducting as we speak? Well, there's a reason we finished on the golf. Australia's own Adam Scott.
Oh, he's in the club.
He joins club COVID-19. We've got some audio there. I think we do.
Yeah, take a listen.
The former Masters champion has withdrawn from this weekend's PGA event in California and had to self-isolate. In an official statement, Scott says it's difficult news to receive, but his focus is now on recovering from COVID-19.
That's what you get for using a broomstick putter. No,
you're
going
to have to let that go.
He asked for it, you think?
He asked for it.
He'd been washing his hands in a little ball washer, putting his fingers in there individually. If you're a golf is the one sport that you go... You're miles away, you're outside, you're not close to anyone. No. If a golfer gets it, there's not much hope.
That's what, mention that in front of our premier, please.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly.
take golf back off us.
Yeah.
All right, welcome aboard. I'll tell you where COVID-19 also has made an appearance, in the water at Bathurst. Play the clip.
All right, take a listen.
COVID-19 was detected in the raw sewage in the Bathurst area, collected over the weekend. 4,000 people visited Bathurst that weekend. Authorities want to find where the positive sample came from.
So if you call into 2BS sometime this week or today, you'll win a six-pack of Coca-Cola.
Mate,
oh my God.
I reckon you want more than a six-pack Coca-Cola.
I think so.
Mate, what a job that is. What are you doing? I've just been all weekend sifting through the raw sewage from Bathurst.
I was looking for my watch that went down a portaloo and I found COVID. Wow.
All right.
Bathurst.
Tell you who, she might not in the club for getting it, but Rebecca Judd has kicked off. She's not happy about that Melbourne's still
Rebecca
in lockdown.
Rebecca Judd, famous wag, a wife of Chris Judd.
She's quite a big Instagram following, and she's
huge.
Upset. She's started like the Free Melbourne movement. She had a T-shirt on it. Mm. She put it on her Instagram. And she's kind of upset because Melbourne went from a radius of 5 kilometres to 25 kilometres with which you could travel in.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was still upset that 25 kilometres still doesn't get her to her back fence. So she hasn't seen her second pool in months, so you can understand.
That's terrible.
You know, the poor
we
thing.
Should have a vigil for
exactly.
Well said. All right.
Dr. Chris Brown, he's going to join us next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Song Whisperer coming up soon. Gone Wild in the second hour, but joining us right now, he's a part of The Living Room. It's back on the TV tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 10. It is Dr. Chris Brown on Kennedy Molloy.
How you going, Doc?
Good afternoon, gents. How are you?
Hey, Adam Rosenbarks is joining us today, filling in for Jane Kennedy.
Yeah. G'day, Doc.
Who's not? It'd be livid that you've turned up on a day that she's not here.
Yeah.
Do you do house calls, Doc?
I do not beyond the border though. Is that what you're getting at? Potentially, Jane is requiring veterinary services.
I believe if you went round to Jane Kennedy's house now with a tongue depressor, she would be back on deck before you know it. How are you? Can I ask? Are you going well?
I am. I'm good. I'm good. I'm sort of just the usual juggle each week of. Of veterinary services and television services, both with varying degrees of success.
You shoot the lights out every time. Hey, what are you? Can I ask? Do you want to come on today because it's a special day? What is it?
Look, it is probably the day of days. It is. I mean, we call it World Wombat Day.
I love those little fellas.
I know. And look, I mean, it might as well be Australian Wombat Day. They're not found anywhere else in the world. But it's a day worthy of celebrating and probably celebrating, I think, the those things that make wombats as special as they are. And I know for years, Mick, you've been very, very intrigued by the back end of a wombat.
The back end of a wombat and why it has square poo. And I think it's the only time I've ever stumped you. I think we had the conversation one day where we were trying to work out why it comes out like it's almost like a Rubik's Cube.
Wow.
You know, they're probably not a good toy for the kids. Did we ever get to the bottom of that?
It'll keep them busy at least. Look, every side is brown. Amazing. There has actually been some more progress in the research for stump scientists.
Please.
So originally they thought it was actually to mark their territory because they don't roll away like your conventional poos do. They can stack them like building blocks. Which a lot of other, you know, a few other animals do that sort of gear. But now the latest thinking is the cubic shape, and by actually squeezing it using the muscles of the descending colon, another lovely place. they found that's the most efficient way of extracting all the water out of your back passage and saving as much water as possible when you're living in harsh environments.
Those stingy bastards. They don't want to cough up the water.
So they would actually be good bricks. Like you could build a house out of wombat.
No moisture.
Imagine when a wombat is shitting bricks. Man, that would be terrible. Well, there it is. Don't tell me this show is not informative. What's the best name ever for a wombat? Fatso's good. Fatso the wombat.
Right up there, isn't it?
Fatso's right up
Elvis,
there.
Elvis is another. I met a wombat called Elvis once, which I did. Obviously older Elvis.
Yeah, okay, righto.
It is a great name. We love it dearly. Now, you've got a story that you've just brought to the table about a Queensland crocodile. Hey, Queensland, just hold the thought. We better open up our Queensland news.
What are you doing, mate? I'm hearing Queensland.
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 Queenslander.
I'm just like, mate.
News. Right, okay.
You've got some big news.
Very, very big. So a guy has been fishing, has been on a late night fishing trip, which already rings a few alarm bells, late night fishing drinking trip in far north Queensland.
What could go wrong?
And look, you know, for many intents and purposes, he actually things went right for him. He hooked the big one, but he hooked a 1.7 meter long saltwater crocodile.
A salty. Oh.
What sort of bait would you use for that?
Just German tourists. I'm not sure if he had any of that around. But he hooked the salty, and rather than, you know, just say cutting the line, which would have been the
option A.
He brought it on board the boat and took it home. And then woke up to I think his missus woke up to a 6 foot long saltwater crocodile in the lounge room.
Unbelievable.
In the
morning.
In the lounge room. So he's brought it inside.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, to be fair, after a big night of drinking and fishing, it's probably one of the less offensive things to wake up to.
True.
I've woken up to much worse in my lounge room. Yeah. Let me so is that legal? Can I ask? Are you allowed to have a saltwater crocodile as a pet?
No. I mean, look, despite, I think, Bob Catter and Pauline Hanson's best intentions, that you still can't hunt them. You still can't take them home as pets. So
I would have thought 1.7 is reasonable size.
Oh,
that could do some damage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's got a good bite on it. Yeah, that could certainly, you know, you probably wouldn't take a leg off, but maybe a wrist. maybe a more sensitive part of the body.
Maybe keep the twins away. Maybe.
It would. So, yeah, it's now gone to a crocodile park where it can, I'm guessing, just breed handbags or shoes. But yeah, it is protected. They're one of our native animals.
I love
it. Deserve protection.
I think it was Queensland. No, it was Queensland. I think it may have been Northern Territory where it was. I think we talked about this closing time. I went there and a pub at closing time. Last drinks, they just used to release a saltwater crocodile.
And that was it. Everyone out.
Only in Queensland. Hey, Doc, we love chatting to you. We're going to have to end it here. I want to mention the living room again, which is back going gangbusters. What else are you up to? Now, you've got a website too, don't you?
I do.
You've got a called Drool, which is
all your animal needs.
And before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, and we don't have time. I'm going to do it next time. It's about dogs in having a midlife crisis. We'll get there next time.
Yes, sounds good.
Cool, mate.
All right,
drool.pet, that's the website. That's Dr. Chris Brown. By the way, the living room tomorrow night, 7:30 on Network 10.
A drive home that's always surprising. This
is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, we've had a competition online at kennedymalloy.com.au for our Western Australian listeners and anyone across Australia, Tasmania and all throughout the states to get some tickets courtesy of Virgin Australia to fly anywhere on the Virgin Australia network. Domestic flights get Australia back moving again. Yeah. Casey Brown in Perth, congratulations. You've just won a couple of free flights.
Well done, Casey.
And Brett Hill in Brisbane as well. Not too late to enter, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Get on board. Yeah. A big second hour coming up, of course, and I enjoyed the first hour. I love speaking to the doc. Sorry we didn't get to the dogs having a midlife crisis.
How does that happen? What's going on with the dogs?
What's wrong with Adam Rosenbach's joining us? What do you make of that?
Well, I just can't believe it. I imagine you just start to notice it, like when a dog will only sniff a younger dog's ass.
Yeah.
You go, oh, there's something going on here. Or when like a golden Labrador becomes a chocolate Labrador we're using just for dogs.
That's right. When I'll only use like one of those Veuve Clicquot ice buckets on its head instead of a normal ice bucket.
Yeah. Or if I was a poodle, though, I'd have a full life crisis. Just... because I'm a poodle.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed.
Or a labradoodle. Yeah. Anything from the poodle family. Yeah. I quite like the giant poodles.
Yeah,
do you?
I would put that in my mix of a
dog.
Like a labradoodle kind of thing?
No, a proper two-poodle, but they're giant. They're giant. Huge.
Massive.
Me and a giant poodle would be like the ultimate double date.
All right. Mickey.
How can a dog get stressed and have a midlife crisis? It's like, I just don't feel like catching a frisbee today. I'm not sure I can fetch that stick. Yeah. That fetching stick. Oh, you know what? I've been doing it for so long. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I can't keep this. I'll chase that ball.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a convertible kennel for the younger lady.
Yeah, I'll ride in the back of a really expensive ute.
Yeah.
Hey, is it time?
Yeah, let's do it.
Change. Whisperer.
Congratulations, Andrew. Adam, your first song whisperer.
Absolutely. Yeah, so excited.
You know your music. You're good. You're usually a heavy metal guy.
This is going to test me, I think.
This will test you. There he is, Jay Mondo. Mm. What are your synopsis, please, today?
All right. Love can be expressed in a multitude of ways. Soft, what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east and Juliet is the sun. It can be expressed like this. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself, to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise upon your lips. But this song is not like either of those. It's like this.
Love
is like crack, and I'm a dope fiend squatting in a row house desperate for my next fix.
What just happened?
I don't know. Are we on air?
What just happened? I have no idea. You've come on a bad day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The song was lost.
Rosie.
Rosie gets it.
Put you through this.
Do I?
Have a guess.
I got a guess.
Have a guess.
I'm thinking maybe Living Colour, Love Rears Its Ugly Head.
Love rears its ugly head.
I think no.
Great song. Not correct, Ange, but I love
I think I've got this. There.
All right, what do you got?
The Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. Love will keep us together.
Yeah.
You've got to be on crack if you enjoy The Captain and Tennille. Didn't they break up? Didn't the Captain?
I think one of them's died recently.
Oh, well, that'll be it.
Yeah.
I think the Captain's no longer with us.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
retired, went to the great Captain's Club in the Sky.
Have you got a guess, Rosie? Any ideas?
Is it that new WAP song?
No, it's not Cardi B.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
133353. If you think you know what we're doing here, let's go.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Gone Wild is up and running. Adam Rosenbach sitting in. Have you got a story? I'll tell you what. Turtle Orgy. Cover it.
Okay.
It'll be out. That's coming up. We'll do that for a bit. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top.
Jay, the song whisperer.
Synopsis again, Jay.
Love can be expressed in a multitude of ways. For example, but soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east and Juliet is the sun. Right. This song is not like that at all. It's like this. Love is like crack and I'm a dope fiend squatting in a row house desperate for my next fix.
Oh, jeez. Do you want another guess?
Can I? Can I go with Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood?
Not good.
Right. I love that song, but it's not correct.
It's not.
Mm. Good guess,
well,
Rosie.
Not the way you win nothing.
Oh.
Ian, what do you reckon, Ian?
Love is a Drug, Brian Ferry.
Oh, Brian
Roxy Ferry. Music.
Roxy Music.
Catch that buzz. Love is the drug I'm thinking of.
Mm. Wow, it'd be a big call, Ian. If it,
it would be a big call. Ed. Yeah, but it's not right. Oh. Sorry, Ian.
You know, like Ian, but a slab of Brick Lane coming
and also,
your way.
I have a bunch of these Virgin flights to give away. It is your lucky day, Ian. Ian, listen up, mate. You've just won two domestic economy flights return for you and a friend, courtesy of Virgin Australia. You get 12 months to think about where you want to fly anywhere on the Virgin network. You've won it.
How about that, Ian?
Ah, excellent.
Ah, you're a good man. Dusty, good for the, Dusty, did you say, for the Norm Smith?
Yeah, if that happens, then it's going to be a big weekend. So I'll just that, and I'll be...
He might
I'll
be flying up to the Gold Coast. Care of Virgin. Good on you. Richard's on the line. Richard, song, please.
Yeah, I was wondering if it could have been Björk with It's Oh So Quiet. You
fall in love. I'm going to say you've got Buckley's. I thought Love is a Drug might have been a big call, but I get where you're coming from, Richard, and I hope you're right. Song Whisperer.
I wish he was right too, Mick, but he's not.
The 90s were a different time, weren't they?
The 90s
were allowed
a different
that stuff
time.
To go
Richard,
ahead.
You've also got got return domestic economy flights for you and a friend thanks to Virgin Australia.
You're just chucking them.
Well done, buddy. Congratulations.
You've just given return airfares by a Virgin for two of the worst guesses I've ever heard. You're rewarding terrible behaviour.
I'm feeling good.
Do you know what? That's Virgin. They're very egalitarian. They'll take you. They love you.
Virgin
They'll get you there and home safely. Book Thanks for being part of it. Yeah. Okay, Mark's on the line. Mark, let's go, buddy.
How you going, mate?
What are you thinking?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Now we're on more solid ground, I would have thought. Have you got that there? No?
No, I don't.
Hey, we're told to do that segment. We got one job.
Someone's started that guessing without my...
Danger's, he's doing his best Oprah and giving away all the tickets, which is very, very
okay.
cool. And Mark, what I can say about Mark is right band, wrong song.
Here we go then. Jason, you've heard that. What are you thinking? Jason?
Yes.
What are you
thinking,
buddy? Quick.
I'm thinking Bon Jovi as well. Yep. Thankfully, after hearing that, Bad Medicine.
Yeah. It's my karaoke song.
Is that
what it is? What do you reckon? He's close?
Have to be
close. Song
not only close, he's right on.
There we go.
Nice.
Jason, what's he get?
You've also got return domestic economy flights for you and a friend thanks to VirginAustralia.com.
Well, here we
awesome.
Go.
Well done, buddy. You're calling from the Central Coast. Thanks for listening in there. So, yeah, fly from Sydney to anywhere in Australia on the Virgin route.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Well done, man. Let's enjoy Bon Jovi. Adam Rosenbarks is with us. More with Rosie after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nick and Jane. Gone Wild.
All right, welcome aboard for this one, Rosie. Jane loves this segment.
It's her favourite.
She'll be missing this a lot. Means we can do some of the stuff that we normally can't do
good.
Because she gets upset
sometimes
when I talk about the dog fights.
Oh, she doesn't like it.
And stuff
the
like
blood.
That.
She's got no sense of humour.
No, like shooting a minor bird out of the tree in front of my house. That didn't go well.
You've got to protect your property.
And she loves dogs, so she'll be really upset to have learnt that dogs have a midlife crisis.
Mm.
Just like humans do. Dave's going through one right now.
Me or the dog?
There you are. Start dressing age appropriately.
I've had a few people say that over the years.
Yeah, grow up.
I can't.
You're not
work at a rock station. I've got to wear rock T-shirts and cool hats.
What about your hat on backwards? Yeah. That's
cool. The denim cut-offs, man. Come on.
Get out of the daisy jigs.
All right. So what do you want me to dress like? A brown cardigan with patches on my elbows or something, dude?
Smoke a pipe.
Okay.
If you could. And start combing over. That's right. You can't.
Oh, how dare you.
Hey, so dogs have a midlife crisis. It reminded me a little bit. One of my favourite comedians is Sam Kinison, the late Sam Kinison, who was pound for pound, I think, the funniest bloke to ever strut the stage.
And that's a lot of pounds. He was very good. He was very good.
He's in the heavyweight section for sure. But he did a bit on dog therapy back in the day, which our discussion today reminded me of. Jane wouldn't let me play this. And if you are a bit squeamish, maybe turn over to Smooth now. Here's Sam Kinison, dog therapy.
Animal therapy, did you hear about this racket? I'd love to get in on some of that money, all right? Sam, the dog psychiatrist. Yeah, bring Rusty to me, okay? It's Rusty, man. It's Rusty. He used to be a happy dog. He'd jump around. He was happy. We used to play my frisbee and stuff, and he just hasn't been himself. So, yeah. Well, wait out in the lobby. Come on in, Rusty. Come here. Come here, Rusty. First of all, you're a f***ing dog. You're s*** the yard. Bark, you little f***. Yeah, listen, we had a real good session today. Rusty really opened up. Yeah, he's a... you can tell, he's a sparky dog again, and that'll be $200, okay? Thank you, Mal. Yeah, yeah. Animal psychiatry made easy, all right?
There you go. I like it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, no, the dogs love it at the end of the day.
They get into it. You know what I love? I found a fat Labrador. So I mean,
hang on, fat's almost redundant. Tautology,
yeah. But a Labrador who got wedged in the family dog door at home. So this dog Drax had put on so much weight that it got stuck in the doggy door. He was so fat that he couldn't even lick his own balls.
He got stuck in the doggy door. So,
and they had to cut the dog door out so he could get out.
Had to cut him out of the doggy door.
But you know, if you've got a Labrador, you've got to have a 3-car garage for it. Like you plan ahead when you've got a lab, don't you?
Hey, if you're a lab, right, and you're stuck in the doggy door, you know what? You're wide open for butt sniffing.
Who's that?
Stop it! You'd have to be a cure dogs. You'll probably get a little hump too while you're.
Well, he's at it. But you know he's going to be in trouble because whenever someone threw him the ball, he'd order an Uber. Just sit in the back, just go get the ball, bring it home.
They're a beautiful
Do you know what dogs know when they look silly? You know when you see a dog with a bucket on its head?
Yeah.
It just goes, don't look at me.
They're embarrassed.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
Right, a Labrador stuck in a doggy door because he's too fat. I imagine he's giving the old, look, this is not good for either of us.
Yeah. But you know what he would have? He still would have wanted something to eat, even though he's stuck here. He's like, I can eat my way out of this.
Do you know what I've said this before, but I want to go to the, replace the greyhounds,
right,
with the races, with the Labradors, and instead of a lure, just have a tennis ball.
Yeah.
So the tennis ball runs around the rail.
How good is that? Brilliant. And then halfway, they just kind of pause for a bit.
Yeah.
So there's like a halfway point in the race, and then you go again.
Take a breath.
Yeah.
I mean, if a Labrador can't lick his own balls, that's the point. You go, I've eaten too much.
Yeah.
That should be the test for all dogs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't get there.
Yeah.
It's time to
lose it.
I want to bring the attention to this story involving Van Damme. Yeah, he's a, what do you call him, one of those hard nuts?
What would you say, action film, action hero?
Action hero.
Yeah.
He saved a chihuahua.
Oh. Really? What a hero.
Van Damme saves life of chihuahua after a row over fake passport. You see a headline like that and you have to read on, Rosie.
Yeah, who had the fake passport?
Well, I don't know. The dog named Raya was sold to new owners in Norway in September, but officials there would not register because she had travelled on a fake Bulgarian passport.
No, you can't trust chihuahuas.
The first time I did that, there's trouble. Yep. That's straight to the lockup. Norway tried to repatriate the animal, but Bulgaria, geez, they play hardball, refused to take her back because of European Union rules on the transport of live animals. Johnny Depp, he'll get him in.
Oh, yeah, pistol and boo.
Pistol and boo. We need a pistol and boo it.
Yeah, you're right.
He's got private jet written all over. Van Damme, best known for the martial arts action films, launched an emotive campaign on social media, posting selfies of himself hugging the chihuahua.
Okay.
Yeah, he's smoking a cigar while he's doing it. He nearly kills the dog. Let's have a listen.
If you want to help me, send a petition because a small... chihuahua was kept by the authority in English
Norway.
In Norway, sorry, I'm still upset about that not on a bad way, but if we don't do something today, please, Bulgaria, I've done so many movies in your country, so I beg, please, to change your decision, please, guys. But we cannot kill that little chihuahua. It's bad luck.
It's bad luck? I didn't know it was bad luck to kill a chihuahua. Oh, man.
I wouldn't have done
now
it.
Now you tell me. I've got 13 years of...
you tell me. Can I say this? There's a lot of big good causes out there.
Yeah,
to
there
get
are.
Involved in. Yeah, the whales,
of course.
Poverty.
The environment.
environment, climate change.
Yep.
Nah, Van Damme's gone straight to, please, Bolivia, you saved the... It was a bit Schwarzenegger. Save the chihuahua.
Apparently, after seeing one of his movies, the dog actually asked to be put down. So it's given up.
Hey, Gone Wild, part two. Don't go anywhere. We've got story on a one-eyed baby shark that you don't want to miss.
Oh, wow.
Right after this. That. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Adam Rosenbarks is with us. We're doing Gone Wild right now.
Hey, here's a good story. A fisherman is shocked after discovering a one-eyed baby shark.
God.
The unborn fetus was found inside a large shark that was found dead after being trapped in fishing nets off the coast of Maluku province in Indonesia. Jeez. A one-eyed shark.
It's got to horrify you, doesn't it?
If you're attacked by a one-eyed shark, you're still a hero. You know, You can't punch that in the face, can you? Well, can you punch a one-eyed shark?
You can just see you coming. It'd be easy to coward punch because he hasn't got the peripheral vision. So you can sneak up behind him and bang.
I've heard of a one-eyed trouser snake, but not a one-eyed...
Okay, Dave. Just have a minute's silence with Dave's.
What happened there?
Come on a good day. tell him your joke for the other day.
Oh, yeah. So what do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
Yeah, all right. Pretty good.
I'm disappointed you knew that, Rosie.
Wow, I think I haven't heard that for quite a few years now.
Yeah, right. No. So start dressing appropriately.
I'll put a real handbrake on this segment, haven't I?
No. So the shark, yes. The one-eyed baby shark, what's that reminding me? One-eyed. Oh, no.
Oh, God. One-eyed.
I'm still getting over being attacked by a one-eyed baby shark.
You know what? I actually went online to find... I think we were doing a thing on the front bar one day, and Gil McLaughlin had talked about singing Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, yes.
And I'd never heard it. I don't have kids, so it meant nothing to me. And I went online and had a look on YouTube. It's got over 1 billion hits.
What does that say about the world?
Yeah.
Nothing good. Parents just want to lock a kid in a room and let them listen to that.
That's right. So it's a one-eyed baby shark. Imagine that turning up at your fish and chip shop. Imagine seeing that in the window. Yeah. You give it a wide berth. Hey, Mick Fanning, punch this one-eyed shark right in the eye.
What about sea turtles? You into sea turtles?
I love sea turtles, yeah. Can you eat turtle? Not, I always ask this. Oh, you can eat turtle.
You can,
it's very
fattening.
Our brothers up north do.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. You can only, you know...
Can you get it in a bucket? Yeah, a bucket of turtle?
No, probably can't get a bucket of turtle.
Maybe one a week. You've got to limit how many turtles you eat, I think, is the thing.
I'd just love to be able to go to the restaurant and order the turtle. And I'll have a turtle soup and a turtle medium rare. I like it. Fatty.
They're in a sex marathon at the moment. There's a turtle orgy.
Pardon?
There's a turtle orgy happening.
I don't want to eat anything that's been to an orgy.
It's happening on the Great Barrier Reef. This is the time of year when sea turtles mate with multiple partners, by the way.
So it's dirty, rotten turtle.
Yeah. Oh,
what is a barrier reef? Some kind of meat market.
Yeah. It's flippers in a bowl and away you go.
How slow would the sex be? It wouldn't be frantic, would it?
No.
It'd be like, oh, dang it, I'll just, you on top of me on top. Yeah. Oh, God.
I've got the sound of turtles mating if you wanted to hear. This is actual audio.
Baby shark. Is that it? Dave, just again, how did you happen to have that?
It's I was doing my research as you were talking about.
It's Dave's ringtone.
Really, yeah, he's loving this segment. He's
really getting into this segment.
A turtle. Yeah. An old wrinkly shell.
If it only lasts 6 hours, that's a premature ejaculation.
You wouldn't want a problem.
You wouldn't want to scuba dive through that water afterwards, would you?
Mate, yeah, didn't see that in the ad for the barrier reef. Hey, just quickly, I want to mention this kid. Congratulations to this 5-year-old boy. He's got a lifetime zoo pass for spotting a stolen lemur. He recaptured an endangered ring-tailed lemur stolen from the renowned San Francisco Zoo, and that's the reward, a lifetime zoo pass. The lemur had arthritis. Okay, so how hard is it to catch a lemur? How hard is it to catch a lemur that's got arthritis?
He's walked into a chemist's warehouse and seen it waiting for the prescription.
It was probably only 10 metres from the zoo making its getaway. That is unbelievable.
How happy do you reckon his parents are that he's got a lifetime zoo pass?
Oh,
can we go again? Shut again. Finish up for 200 days straight.
Right. If you're a 5-year-old boy and you've got a lifetime zoo pass, you need to be an Irwin.
You know,
been dangled as a youngster above the jaws of a crocodile. Then you get a zoo pass. Yeah. Not catching an arthritic lemur.
No, this has got 5-year-old steals arthritic lemur and then claims he found it written all over it.
Yeah, I don't like it. Can you eat lemur?
Okay.
All right.
I think we're done. Gone wild. One eye. Kennedy Moore.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
What a massive weekend.
Here it comes.
For Neds.
Yeah.
Well, in case you don't unaware, Rosie, it's a gambling app. It's Neds app. The nerds down at IT headquarters.
They're sports enthusiasts.
They've come up, and this is the biggest weekend of sport, I think, ever assembled.
Grand Final Central.
Well, it's not normal. Races. NRL, AFL, races, bang. Get the Neds out. It'll be like an extension of your own arm.
Yeah.
It'll be like your only essential item for the week. Sleep with it. Sleep with it in your hand. Not so a bad idea. You feel the weight. You know when gamblers get a deck of cards?
Yeah.
They sleep and they sleep yeah. with it. They know how heavy it is. Yeah. If you cut the deck, they know how many cards are in the deck.
Of course.
Sleep with your Neds app.
Righto.
Don't make any bets in your sleep.
No, okay.
That's all I'll say. Yeah. But it should be fun. And what a week. Cox Plate weekend. And that'll be Ned Central. You'll have it out all day. It'll be so much fun. Yeah, think of the Cox Plate. It's a plate, isn't it?
It's a plate. It's an actual plate.
It's a weird trophy, isn't it, for a world? But it's there's who has a plate? There's
Wimbledon. Do they have a
Wimbledon?
Oh, they do. Yeah, tennis love a plate, don't
yeah.
they?
Tennis love a plate. Well, it's because ladies bring a plate. Probably
right.
comes from that. So the women's have a plate.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have a barbecue.
What do
you
mean?
You win a silver barbecue. If you've got the plate, you bring the sausages on the plate and then you win the barbecue.
And some tongs.
And,
yeah.
An esky.
Yeah, exactly. If you win the esky.
Well, it's not so bad. So Roger Federer won a cow. Remember when Wimbledon, Switzerland, gave him a cow?
Yeah.
Which apparently is your highest accolade.
Well done.
Yeah, they're pulling the piss over in Switzerland. You know what? Who was the guy who won the PGA a few months ago?
It was Colin. His surname.
You're a real golf nut.
Yeah, I love golf. But I've got the audio if you want to take a listen.
Have you got it? Let's go.
He wins the award and drops the trophy.
The 2020 PGA champion, Colin Morikawa.
Oh, that's a good sound.
That's a good.
There it goes.
That was the sound of a very cheap trophy, by the way.
It sounded like a hubcap.
Yeah,
you start handing those out as trophies and the winner of the golden hubcap. Hey, so Neds, let me bring it to you. It's like they find your perfect match. They do the heavy lifting for you, Rosie. So
Tinder for bets.
Tinder for racing. That's what it is. Mm. They do all the heavy lifting. They sort it out. All you have to do is literally place the bet after they've done. You can punch in stuff like, I want to know if it's one, who's won last start.
Yeah.
Top jockey, what's who's he on today? Trot trainer, wins at distance. Is the horse painted?
Wow. Does some research for you.
It does all the research. It whittles it down and leaves you with the calf to fufu, the cream of the crop, who are two horses running in the Cox Plate.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Okay,
just made that up.
Right.
Hey, they are the best in the business. They'll make this time of year so much more interesting for you. Spends more time. So you're not mucking around with a form guide, a racing guide.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to an idiot friend of yours who's got all the good tips from a mate of his. Yeah, none of that.
Excuse me, I think Ned's already got it covered.
Yeah, right.
You know the deal. Yep. Get involved. It'll make it easier. Have a good weekend, everyone. It's going to be so much fun.
All right, neds.com.au. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, you can call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. It's Kennedy Molloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Molloy.
There's another show for the day. Kennedy Molloy, 8:30 tonight, Channel 7 nationally. You got the front bar.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You better.
I think I'll
mean?
Go. Rosie. Of course, Rosie, one of our two riders on the show. Yeah. We're a very small team, isn't it?
It's tiny, but we are the show that could. It's going to be a fantastic show tonight, isn't it?
So many good guests. Andy Lee is on.
Eddie Betts.
Top of my head. Eddie Betts will be on. Gil McLaughlin will be zooming him. It's just a cast of 100. It's got a Richo. So it's going to be great. 8:30 nationally. And last week, we can't even have a party or something, can we?
Can't do anything. Got to say goodbye.
I was going to say we have a knockoff drink, but we actually drink on the show.
Yeah, exactly. No need for it.
Perfectly designed for me, that show.
Yeah.
People can't believe I pitched it.
You've lived the dream. This is a five-year-old Molloy's dream.
Yeah, been sacked by every network, and then I come back and I go, pitch another show. Okay, I'll pitch one more. Me, on live TV.
At a bar.
On a set that looks like a bar, talking footy and drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And they went for it. Losers!
Hey, by the way, back next year, I saw it on the upfronts, front bar, 2021.
Oh, is that right?
We will.
I haven't heard that.
I hadn't either, but I'm glad. I love Channel 7. They've been great to us.
Yeah.
I also love CUB and Flip and everyone down there who, even through these tough times, you know what? For pubs, especially in Melbourne, but nationally as well, hospitality, but my favourite thing in the world is sitting in a bar, in a pub, and having a beer, and it's been denied us. So all the publicans, anyone in hospitality out there, you've done so well, and we really feel for you. And CUB, I want to say too, they've just been the greatest partner on this show, never wavered in the tough times, and we really appreciate everything they've done with us and for us. Good on you, boys.
All right, now tomorrow you're taking one of your rostered days off, which you somehow worked into your contract here at this company.
Here's my thinking.
This is unbelievable.
Here's my thing. Rosie, write this down.
Here you go.
This is actually, I'm starting to get good at this.
You're very good.
After all these years, so I've designed a TV show where I'm in a pub drinking beer.
Yeah.
As for radio, I have five. They're called RDOs. Mm-hmm. They're basically, or mental health days. take your pick.
Yep.
But basically,
yep,
when I decide.
Yeah. Either a Monday or a Friday?
Let me generally. So I thought it's the last night of
Frumper.
Yep. So we may have a couple of drinks on set.
Of course.
Afterwards. Absolutely. Going into Tigers Grand Final Saturday, what's the only thing that could trip me up? Being half cut on radio on a Friday. Yep. So to avert all trouble, I have taken an RDO. James will be back at some stage next week.
Yes.
With us.
I'll be here, though. I am going to run the show.
Okay, just quickly.
Finally, I get my own national drive radio show.
Are you doing Song Whisperer?
I'm going to do Song Whisperer. Me and the Song Whisperer will be on.
You'll be playing great bits from the show.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the show. We'll be giving away Virgin flights as well tomorrow. I've got a heap of those to give away.
I'm just going to say this once. This is my writing instructions to you in Song Whisperer.
What's that?
If its song is Billy Joel, I will come in. Mm. I'll be listening. I will come in. I will storm this building and I will toss this console out the window. Mm. Under no circumstances.
All right, so no Billy Joel is what you're saying.
Write it down.
All right. Okay.
Cool. I'll be listening.
All right. Yep.
All right, people.
That'll be tomorrow. Big, big weekend. Good luck tonight on the front bar. Good luck for the Tigers on the weekend too. And I know it means a lot for you. Thanks, Rosie, for coming in today as well.
Thanks
for
having me in.
Adam Rosenbach.
South Australia's own now with Roo and Ditz.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I like Ditz. Don't care for Roo.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm picking up that
tomorrow. Bar. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.